Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 3. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Do you manage really well during your driving lessons? But then when you think about your driving test, you start to worry. If so, sign up for our unique online sessions, which make the perfect addition to your standard driving lessons. With our highly experienced therapists, you'll get to know simple and very effective techniques to control your nerves before and, most importantly, on the day of your driving test. Don't let stress ruin your chances of becoming a qualified driver. Two.
It started off okay. We drove around the city for half an hour. I kept to the speed limit and did everything right. However, on the way back to the test centre, I was told to drive into a narrow street. I did that, but it turned out that the street was blocked. I tried to back up, but I got stuck between two cars and didn't know what to do. Then I heard, "Sorry, you'll have to take the test again."
Three. It was completely new for me to be sitting behind the wheel and not beside the driver as I was used to. At the beginning, I was told how to start the car. Then I checked the mirrors, waited for a clear road, and moved forward. I felt worried, thinking that I would cause an accident the moment I got onto the road. I was afraid that a car would come up out of nowhere while I was trying to work out which pedal to use. I didn't realize it would be so hard. Four.
Are you worried about your first driving lesson? Don't be. Our experienced instructors will give you excellent advice on how to drive safely and prepare you thoroughly for your theory and practical tests. You have a great chance of success with us, as very few of our students fail their driving tests. Feel free to contact us to get more information about our school. We have a range of lesson packages with amazing discounts. Learn to drive from only £19 an hour.
Five. My job is to teach people to drive. Some learners, however, are difficult to teach. I remember one guy whose careless driving gave me the scariest moment in my career. During his last driving lesson before the test, he felt so confident in his abilities that he drove too fast, lost control of the car, and we ended up in the river. Fortunately, we managed to get out of the car safe and sound.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. Do you manage really well during your driving lessons? But then when you think about your driving test, you start to worry. If so, sign up for our unique online sessions, which make the perfect addition to your standard driving lessons. With our highly experienced therapists, you'll get to know simple and very effective techniques to control your nerves before and, most importantly, on the day of your driving test. Don't let stress ruin your chances of becoming a qualified driver. Two.
It started off okay. We drove around the city for half an hour. I kept to the speed limit and did everything right. However, on the way back to the test centre, I was told to drive into a narrow street. I did that, but it turned out that the street was blocked. I tried to back up, but I got stuck between two cars and didn't know what to do. Then I heard, "Sorry, you'll have to take the test again."
Three. It was completely new for me to be sitting behind the wheel and not beside the driver as I was used to. At the beginning, I was told how to start the car. Then I checked the mirrors, waited for a clear road, and moved forward. I felt worried, thinking that I would cause an accident the moment I got onto the road. I was afraid that a car would come up out of nowhere while I was trying to work out which pedal to use. I didn't realize it would be so hard. Four.
Are you worried about your first driving lesson? Don't be. Our experienced instructors will give you excellent advice on how to drive safely and prepare you thoroughly for your theory and practical tests. You have a great chance of success with us, as very few of our students fail their driving tests. Feel free to contact us to get more information about our school. We have a range of lesson packages with amazing discounts. Learn to drive from only £19 an hour.
Five. My job is to teach people to drive. Some learners, however, are difficult to teach. I remember one guy whose careless driving gave me the scariest moment in my career. During his last driving lesson before the test, he felt so confident in his abilities that he drove too fast, lost control of the car, and we ended up in the river. Fortunately, we managed to get out of the car safe and sound.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu pierwszego.
Text 1.
Mum, just calling to let you know I'll be late for dinner tonight. Jenny and I were going to go to the cinema straight after school, but Matt wants me to help him decide on a gift for his sister's birthday, so we have to go to the shop to do that first. The film starts at 4 o'clock, so I should be back by 7:30. And don't worry, I haven't forgotten about the vegetables. I'll get them on the way home. The film ends around 6:30, so I will have enough time to do the shopping. Bye.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mum, just calling to let you know I'll be late for dinner tonight. Jenny and I were going to go to the cinema straight after school, but Matt wants me to help him decide on a gift for his sister's birthday, so we have to go to the shop to do that first. The film starts at 4 o'clock, so I should be back by 7:30. And don't worry, I haven't forgotten about the vegetables. I'll get them on the way home. The film ends around 6:30, so I will have enough time to do the shopping. Bye.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu drugiego.
Text 2. And here is another caller with an amusing story about customers.
Hi, I'm a waitress. And last Saturday I was serving a table of 4 people. They were quite nice, but they asked me to put their coffee in the microwave to get it really hot. So that's what I did. But they still weren't happy with it, and I had to put it into the microwave for another 3 minutes. The coffee was boiling and bubbling, and for sure it was disgusting. Microwaved coffee. Can you imagine? They clearly didn't enjoy it, but I did what they asked me to do.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
And here is another caller with an amusing story about customers.
Hi, I'm a waitress. And last Saturday I was serving a table of 4 people. They were quite nice, but they asked me to put their coffee in the microwave to get it really hot. So that's what I did. But they still weren't happy with it, and I had to put it into the microwave for another 3 minutes. The coffee was boiling and bubbling, and for sure it was disgusting. Microwaved coffee. Can you imagine? They clearly didn't enjoy it. But I did what they asked me to do.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu trzeciego.
Text 3. Have you heard about the ban on suitcases in Venice? It was said on the news that tourists won't be allowed to pull noisy suitcases behind them anymore. It's crazy.
Don't worry. The actual proposal is to ban the big noisy carts which carry goods over the bridges early in the morning, not suitcases. Unfortunately, the story wasn't properly reported by the English newspapers, and that's why so many foreigners planning a trip to Venice have started to panic. Perhaps the news agency used an automatic online translator or hired someone who didn't know Italian well enough.
That's ridiculous. News agencies earn huge amounts of money, and they make such silly mistakes. I almost cancelled my trip to Venice next month because of that.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Have you heard about the ban on suitcases in Venice? It was said on the news that tourists won't be allowed to pull noisy suitcases behind them anymore. It's crazy.
Don't worry. The actual proposal is to ban the big noisy carts which carry goods over the bridges early in the morning, not suitcases. Unfortunately, the story wasn't properly reported by the English newspapers, and that's why so many foreigners planning a trip to Venice have started to panic. Perhaps the news agency used an automatic online translator or hired someone who didn't know Italian well enough.
That's ridiculous. News agencies earn huge amounts of money, and they make such silly mistakes. I almost cancelled my trip to Venice next month because of that.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu czwartego.
Text 4.
The Guardian newspaper is about to start its 6-week reading season. The newspaper has gathered thousands of recently printed books from publishers and authors and is distributing them around the country for free. The books will be left in public places, for example at railway stations, parks and museums, for people to take home and read. The Guardian is starting its nationwide project next Monday, and people all over the UK can also join in by giving away some of their books. If they decide to do so, inside each book they should put a sticker which will come free with the newspaper this weekend. The sticker, which can also be downloaded from The Guardian's website, will tell anyone who takes a book about the idea of the project and ask them to write a short review of the book when they have read it. The sticker will also explain how to post the reviews online. Anyone who decides to give away a book should give the details of where they have left it at theguardian.com/bookswap. An interactive map on The Guardian website will show the location of all the books that are available.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
The Guardian newspaper is about to start its 6-week reading season. The newspaper has gathered thousands of recently printed books from publishers and authors and is distributing them around the country for free. The books will be left in public places, for example at railway stations, parks and museums, for people to take home and read. The Guardian is starting its nationwide project next Monday, and people all over the UK can also join in by giving away some of their books. If they decide to do so, inside each book they should put a sticker which will come free with the newspaper this weekend. The sticker, which can also be downloaded from The Guardian's website, will tell anyone who takes a book about the idea of the project and ask them to write a short review of the book when they have read it. The sticker will also explain how to post the reviews online. Anyone who decides to give away a book should give the details of where they have left it at theguardian.com/bookswap. An interactive map on The Guardian website will show the location of all the books that are available.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Peter. I'd like to welcome you all on behalf of Discover England Tours. Today, I'll be your guide on your trip from Exeter to Oxford. I'm here to make your journey as enjoyable as possible. So please feel free to ask me any questions you may have. First, let me tell you a little bit about our timetable for today. Unfortunately, there have already been some small changes. As you know, we were scheduled to leave at 8 o'clock, but, well, it's 8:15 and we're still here. That is because of technical problems we're experiencing with the coach. We're hoping to get the problems sorted out within the next 15 minutes. But because of the delay, our stop in Bristol will be shorter. We originally planned to spend 45 minutes there, but now it's going to be just half an hour. I'm very sorry about that. We should arrive in Oxford around 11 o'clock, and we will start our sightseeing at Queen's College. Many experts think that Queen's is the finest example of classical architecture in the town, so it's definitely worth a visit. At this time of the year, in its beautiful chapel, there are wonderful concerts of instrumental music. We are going to listen to one of them during our visit. After the concert, you'll have free time for lunch and shopping. That's from 2 o'clock. Just in case you don't remember the way back to our car park, let's meet in the main square at 5:30 and walk back to the coach together.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Peter. I'd like to welcome you all on behalf of Discover England Tours. Today, I'll be your guide on your trip from Exeter to Oxford. I'm here to make your journey as enjoyable as possible. So please feel free to ask me any questions you may have. First, let me tell you a little bit about our timetable for today. Unfortunately, there have already been some small changes. As you know, we were scheduled to leave at 8 o'clock, but, well, it's 8:15 and we're still here. That is because of technical problems we're experiencing with the coach. We're hoping to get the problems sorted out within the next 15 minutes. But because of the delay, our stop in Bristol will be shorter. We originally planned to spend 45 minutes there, but now it's going to be just 30 minutes. I'm very sorry about that. We should arrive in Oxford around 11 o'clock, and we will start our sightseeing at Queen's College. Many experts think that Queen's is the finest example of classical architecture in the town, so it's definitely worth a visit. At this time of the year, in its beautiful chapel, there are wonderful concerts of instrumental music. We are going to listen to one of them during our visit. After the concert, you'll have free time for lunch and shopping. That's from 2 o'clock. Just in case you don't remember the way back to our car park, let's meet in the main square at 5:30 and walk back to the coach together.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.